I am cold in England. Always cold. I was never cold in Estonia. Only when I come here. Of course, there, when it was cold, they used to tell us that it was not cold, that the son of our great father Stalin would keep us warm. Bloody hell, it shone out of his ass, I suppose.
Displaced by Julia Kersley, with Sheila Steeple and Victoria Carling.
For coming.
Well, I've never had anyone phone me from Tallinn before.
It wasn't too much of a shock.
You look well.
I feel well. I feel wonderful, Lynn.
I bet you do. I wish my grandmother had left me money to go abroad with.
Lynn, look, I don't want to go home. Not yet. Can I stay with you?
Well, yes, of course. Well, is anything wrong?
No, I just want to think things over, that's all. It's just for a few days.
Stay as long as you like.
Thanks.
I did wonder why you wanted me to meet you.
I'm not supposed to be back yet. I'll ring Mum later in the week.
Well, what's she going to think when she finds out, not to mention young Lockie's bar?
Oh, God, don't mention him. I feel guilty enough.
You're tired. Look, come on, we'll get you home to a bath and an early night.
It feels good to be back. I'm looking forward to a decent meal.
Then came the Germans, and so there was no food in Estonia. We had always had plenty of food. All of a sudden, we are living on cabbage soup. Bah! Never any food with the Germans.
This bag of sugar split. I wish I'd noticed when I got it. You have to change it. They're just thrown onto shelves any old now, and the prices. You never know one day, so next what you're going to have to pick. What you stop for?
I have no change.
Oh, Tom, there you are. I want another bit of sugar and some tens, please.
Come in here.
You're always slow, you.
I'm doing my best for you. Like everybody else, I'm running out of money.
I was just saying to someone the other day, I never come to your checkout if I can help it. I always get held up. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Why does she say this? Has she no manners? England is going to the dogs. People have no breeding anymore. They none of them know the words to Land of Hope and Glory, or even which way up the Union Jack should be.
Yeah, Mary.
Thank you.
About time.
£7.40, please.
Thank you.
£2.60 change. Thank you.
You'll want replacing, you do.
Goodbye. Do shop with us again.
Maybe next time the sugar falls on your head.
Having trouble, Mary?
Oh, whenever that one is here, something goes wrong.
Never mind, you'll be off soon.
Yes, thank God.
Food, eh? Gas food, biscuits, baked beans. I get sick of the sight of it all.
It's the sound of the pricing I hate most. Bleep, 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 it can drive you mad.
I suppose so.
Well, at least we can get food.
Well, we are lucky when you think of other countries. Yes, that reminds me, your daughter's in Russia, isn't she?
Estonia, not Russia. I'm always telling you. Estonia.
Sorry, Mary, they're all the same to me. When's she back then?
Tomorrow. Oh, I can't wait. A boyfriend picks her up at the airport. She's been staying in Tallinn.
Tallinn? Nice name, that. Anon? It rhymes with Stalin.
Oh, it rhymes with Stalin. Laugh away. You can afford to. You are English. You have not been invaded since 1066.
Are you working on this checkout or what?
Oh, I'm sorry, madam.
Well, not up all day, you know.
England. I never get used to this country. God has given it to me, but I never get used to it. You would think that when you have jumped over the dog, you get easily over the tail. But here is a bloody long tail, I can tell you.
Aerosol can. Now, tubes of glue. No. Ah, brown paper bag.
Mom? What the bloody hell are you doing?
I have found this. A large paper bag.
So?
So, tell me.
What do you use it for?
What?
Don't pretend to be stupid. You know what I mean. What is it for?
A very old, my bloody enemy. What else is it for?
Exactly. You are sniffing glue.
You what?
I've been told.
By you?
By whom? Whom? Oh, I wish you would speak English correctly. Now, about this bag. Did you know Anna is home? She has just rung from the airport back a day early. What is she going to think?
I don't give a booger what.
A month ago she left for Tallinn and all was well. Now she returns. You're an addict.
You're daft, you are. Do you know that? Your brain tapped.
Look at this pamphlet that came through the door. Solvent abuse. What to look for?
Yeah, well, it says here. Aerosol cans, butane and glue smears. Oh, you've got a bloody paper bag. How am I supposed to do it with that, eh? I mean, what about the bloody glue?
Heroin, tubes and burnt foil surfaces for smoking it, needle or hypodermic syringe, cotton, tunicase, strings, string. You have a drawer full of string.
Mum, will you get out of my room?
Look, look what it says here about the dangers. Mental deterioration.
Yeah, well, you know all about that, don't you?
Michael warned me.
Who?
Michael Parker, he warned me.
Bloody Parker, he's a dick, him.
Stop it! He told me on the bus coming home, he said I should watch you.
Yeah, well, you can watch me back and I'm going out.
Stop it now! Stay here! Stop it! Anna is home soon with Mark. I want us all to be together, please. She will tell us about Estonia and Tallinn and the sea, the sea. Your Granny Kai's green-blue Baltic. Oh, do you remember?
Look, I don't bloody care where she's been. She can sit in the bleeding lavatory for a month.
Stop it! Oh, you speak in such an awful way. And why that accent? Anna does not sound like that. I did not learn a word of English until I was 16. I have always spoken it with pride, but people now, they... It's true what they say. England is going to the dogs.
Yeah, well, you're not bothered. I mean, you're not English, are you?
Of course I am. I am English. But in my heart, I'm Estonian, too. Your Granny Kai always called England her sanctuary and Estonia her paradise lost, and it's mine, too. Now, listen, David, you must...
I don't want you calling me that.
What?
David.
It's your name.
No, it's not. My name's David. All my mates call me Dave.
Well, that's all right if they're English.
I'm English. My name's David.
It's LSD. Acid, that's it. You're not sniffing, you're tripping.
Will you give up, Mum?
Oh, David.
David.
All right, just this once, David. If you could only get work, you would be happy. You would not need to take these trips. Oh, what will Mark think? The one thing that makes me happy is that Anna is settled with him. Now, he is a nice English boy. You should study him. Nice, like the English used to be. Like everyone always expected them to be.
You said that about Dad.
I was mistaken with him. But not Mark, no. He's all right. Civil servant, quiet, well-spoken, gentle. The product of a good English upbringing. Oh, yes. Anna will be happy with him.
Oh, the English. They have the most wonderful PR system. Have you an idea? England, England, citadel of freedom, wise, clever, Conan Doyle.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mrs. Wainwright.
You're late home tonight.
Yes, working over this week.
I've been meaning to have a word with you. When you see that girlfriend of yours, what's the name?
Anna.
Anna, that's it. When you see her, you tell her not to be so snooty in future.
Snooty?
Yeah. I saw her in town the day before yesterday. I was just about to say hello when she turned away suddenly, like she didn't want to speak with me.
Sorry, Mrs. Wainwright, that couldn't be Anna. She's been in Estonia for the last few weeks.
Where?
Estonia. It's in Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah. There's something about it on the telly.
Look, I've got to get in. I'll speak to you another time.
Do you know? I could have sworn it was her.
Well, she must have a double. I'll tell her when I see her. I'm picking her up at the airport tomorrow.
What's she been doing in Estonia, then?
On holiday.
Funny place to go. Oh, well. She'll be glad to see you. There's not many with cars there, I'll bet. Not like here.
There's never any buses when you want them. Then when they do come, they all come together. Been waiting long?
No, not long.
Well, I'm only going a few stops and I'm home, thank God. How far are you going?
I've got another bus to get out of this one.
Oh, good luck to you. You'll be travelling all day, love. And that lot in the transport office, running around in cars. Couldn't care less. They do nothing for a fortnight, then change the timetables again. You're just getting used to one set of times when it's all changed to another set. Not that they ever keep to any of them. Bus drivers. Well, terrible these days, aren't they? They seem to enjoy tormenting you. They leave the doors open, inviting you to get on like them just as you're about to. They shut them right in your face. Nearly had my nose off one of them last week. Then when I did get on, paid his fare and sat down, he suddenly stands up in his seat, gets hold of that winder thing and changes the name on the front of the bus. Found out he was going in the opposite direction. Look at that, just look at him. Gang fight. Happens all the time, I mean. Careful, look, get out of the way. Bleeding packies, they make you sick.
I think they were the ones being attacked.
Immigrants, they shouldn't be here. There's always trouble, you can't expect anything else.
Well, they don't always start the trouble, do they?
And they've got plenty to say for themselves these days on all.
They don't exactly have an easy time of it. Shops set on fire, women attacked, unspeakable things shoved through the letterboxes.
Well, if they weren't here, it wouldn't happen.
So, if we'd both been trampled on and injured just then, it would have been our fault for standing there.
There's a number 20 just gone. I should go out before him and it's not even in yet. I hear it broke down last week. Was you on it?
No, I wasn't in the country. I was in Tallinn.
Where?
Tallinn. In Estonia. On the Baltic.
Nice there, isn't it?
Yes.
On holiday, were you?
I was visiting relatives. My family comes from there originally. We're not English.
Oh, wow. Well, you're white anyway. Oh, here's ours now.
I am a bloody foreigner. I am Kai. I keep my nose clean. I play the crackpot foreigner for the smug English.
Hello? Mum?
Anna?
Anna, you are late. I thought you would never come.
Hi, David.
It's David. We have to call him David today.
Oh, I have missed you, darling.
Why David all of a sudden?
Because he's English, didn't you know? English.
I am bloody English. I keep telling you.
You will not be English until you speak the language properly and without swearing. Like Mark. Oh, where is he? Anna, he's not with you.
He may come along later.
I thought he would pick you up at the airport.
Now, come on the bus.
On the bus? You shouldn't have come on the bus from the airport. And you would have to get two buses to here.
I did. That's why I'm late.
But you promised you would phone Mark.
I nearly got mown down in a fight. Asians being chased by a gang of white lads.
Packies, were they?
No idea.
Well, I hope Mark gets here in time to eat with us.
Did they get smashed up?
Did who get smashed
up? The bloody packies.
Oh, listen to him. Listen to his language.
Not as far as I know. At least I hope not. Why should you be interested, young David?
David.
David.
No, why we were standing here talking about buses and Pakistanis, I want to hear about Tallinn.
And did you know they still have bears and wolves in the forest? And stories from pagan times. Grandfather told me they have a legendary hero, too. Caleb. Like we have Arthur. And he said...
I don't know why on earth you stayed with your grandfather.
He said when Estonia's need is greatest, Caleb will awake. He's asleep. Like Arthur in his nights here, sleeping under a hill.
Why didn't you stay with your cousins?
Just waiting to be called.
Yeah, chase all the bleeding packies out.
Oh, but the weather was gorgeous. And the whole town was decked out in folk costume, and you never seemed to be far from church bells and singing.
And why hasn't Mark arrived?
Oh, Mum, he's not chained to my side. He doesn't have to be with me.
But he's on flexi time, isn't he? And it's not like him.
The singing and the dancing went on all night. The sun doesn't set, you see. Folk songs, choirs, requiems in the churches, chamber music, the lot. I mean, some of the official programs didn't start until 10 p.m. It was just wonderful. He'd like you to come with me on my next visit, Mum. You and David.
I cannot take a junkie to Estonia. I would be too ashamed.
A junkie?
Look at him. Look at his face.
The poor spotted skin.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's because I wear a paper bag over my head and the sun never gets to it.
I will find other things, don't you worry.
So what about that bloody nail varnish stuff you keep buying?
Oh. What are you both talking about?
Nothing, nothing, nothing. Just a weight, that's all. A weight on my heart. Now, enough, enough. Listen, darling. Do you remember Granny Kai and her cart? How she always said you would one day go to Estonia, but that you would marry an Englishman.
Well, of course she'll marry an Englishman. She is English.
Grandfather wants to see you.
I mean, well, you don't need a pack of bloody cards to predict that.
Do you remember how clever she always was at telling the future?
He promises to live long enough to see you again.
I mean, who wants to marry a bloody Estonian prat?
David!
David! David!
Leave this table this instant!
Right, I'm going.
He's impossible. He's just becoming impossible.
Why won't you talk about your father?
You know why.
He's a lovely old man.
Oh, he may be a lovely old man now.
It all happened a long time ago, Mum.
He abandoned us. When the Germans came, there was no food. They say there's never any food when the Germans come. I was only 9. He should have looked after us.
Perhaps he wasn't able to.
Is that what he told you?
No, he didn't say that.
Well, I suppose he told you what a handsome son of a gun he was in those days. The wonderful ideas he had, the ambitions. What was it your Granny Kai always said about him? He heard the bell, okay, but he could never find the steeple.
Mom, he just won't finish that, darling.
I've got pancakes for dessert. David doesn't know what he's missing.
Let me clear the table.
Leave it.
What's the matter?
Leave it all. The remains of a failed evening.
Oh, Mum.
I wanted to hear about Tallinn. And all you want to talk about is him.
And the festival.
Oh, yes, and the festival.
Mum, he is your father.
Father? What is that? A quick poke and 9 months later, bingo. It takes more than that to be a real father. You should know.
I miss my dad. If I heard now that he wanted to see me, I'd go to him. It wouldn't matter what he'd done.
I'll take these into the kitchen.
Mum! What do you want me to tell you about Estonia? You left it when you were 12. All you remember is war and starving.
Only because of what others did to us. Oh, I remember good things, too. My family, the farm, the forests and the castle. The streets in the old part of Tallinn.
It's all scaffolding at the moment. The scaffolding everywhere.
Oh, why didn't Mark come with you? You are much better company when you're with him.
I'm not seeing Mark anymore.
What did you say?
I said I'm not seeing Mark.
But... he's English.
I know he's English. I'm English.
He's real English.
What are you talking about?
It's there in the look of him. He has... education and reading. He's well-mannered and well-read, too. Well-read. He can quote from Shakespeare. I've heard him. What has he to say about this?
Mark or Shakespeare?
Mark!
He doesn't know yet. He doesn't know I'm back, actually.
What?
I've been home for a week almost. Mum, there's something I want to
tell
you.
A week? You've been home a week? Yes. Yes, of course. You brought no luggage with you.
I should have. I'm staying with Lynn. Look, I'm sorry, but I needed to be away from everyone to clear my mind.
Am I awake or asleep? I thought you were coming here from the airport with Mark. I thought you were going to tell me about Tallinn. And now, I find that you have been back a week, that you do not see Mark. Tallinn is all scaffolding, and apparently the only person living under it is your grandfather, singing and dancing.
Mum, I wish you'd listen to me. A few months ago, I met someone I fell in love with, and who made me see things in a different way.
Whoever he is, he could not be like Mark. You turn your back on a good English specimen.
Oh, for goodness sake, why do you have this thing about nationality? The real English. The true Estonia. Do you know what's happening in Estonia? They've got a sort of language police. Every sign with a Russian word on it is scrubbed out. Every Russian with a job in Estonia has to take an Estonian language test.
If he fails, he loses his job.
Good. I am glad to hear it.
But most of them are just ordinary people doing menial jobs.
Ordinary people? What is this phrase, ordinary people? I have never understood it.
You know what I mean.
I will tell you something now. A third of the population of Estonia...
Oh, here we go.
A third of the population fled the Russians when they returned in 44. Then, after deportations and executions, there was only half the population left. After that, the Russians started to bring in their own people. Why did they do that? Why? Because they wanted to destroy us as a people, as a nation. All these things Granny Kai has told you. And now you sit there and none of this matters to you because you think you are English. So you do not feel threatened. That is what nationality means. It tells you how to think and feel about life. There is nothing else.
I think there is. I think there's something that shouldn't depend on where we...
Why did she take you there? If the Germans were just as bad, then why do you think?
She was more afraid of the Russians, but we were no better off. You hear the English phrase, starving in a garret? That's just what we did in Westphalia for 2 years.
Perhaps she didn't tell you everything.
What?
Maybe she took you to Germany for some other reason.
What? What other reason? Is that what he told you? What did he tell you?
Nothing.
What?
Look, Mum. He does feel bad about what happened and losing you, and he wanted me to understand how things were.
Whatever he has said, he is a liar. He is a liar, a bad husband, and a bad father. He's not even true Estonian. His mother came from Latvia.
Well, I love him. He's a great character, and it helped me to sort myself out.
Sort yourself out? What does that mean? Has he told you not to marry an Englishman? Is that what you mean? Is that why you sneak back a week early? Because that man has told you not to marry an Englishman.
Mother, shut up! I don't want to marry an Englishman. I want to marry an Indian.
I met him about 4 months ago. He's called Ramu. I met him in the central library.
An Indian?
He's working in Scotland at the moment.
You want to marry an Indian?
I've been trying to tell you for the past hour, but you're just so impossible to talk to sometimes.
An Indian? Is he black or what?
No. No, I wouldn't say that. More a sort of... sepia brown.
I see.
Look, Mum, I don't care if he's black, white, or polka dot. I love him and I want to be with him.
Why?
I've just told you why.
Well, I don't understand.
I love him.
But, Mark, how can you love this, what does he call?
Ramu.
How can you love him when you could have Mark? Where are you going?
Back to Lynn's. And the answer to your question, Mum, is that I've had Mark, and I prefer Ramu. He's a lot better in bed.
Anna!
Well, you know what lousy lovers the English are, don't you? You've had enough experience.
There was an Englishman not long after I come here. He was after me, kept on hinting, never could ask straight out, just hinting. The English, they give you little nudges with telegraph poles. I went to his room. I lay there. I never moved. I never spoke. Well, you know, that is not the way. He could not get it up for anything. I said, so what? You want to make love to me? Here I am, and you do nothing. Goodbye.
Pot of tea, please. And I've ordered a lasagna.
Oh, hello, Mary. What are you doing in here, then? What's wrong with the staff canteen, apart from the food?
I'm meeting Anna.
Oh, she's a lovely girl. She'll be getting married soon, won't she?
Well,
must have been going out with that chap of hers quite a while now.
Oh, well, they seem to think they should wait.
Oh, it's not so easy these days, is it? All this unemployment. Mm-hmm. Don't want to get lumbered with a big mortgage, then find you can't pay.
No.
Still, shouldn't think those two will have any trouble. I mean, they're both civil servants, aren't they? Didn't you tell me that's where she met him at work?
Yes, yes.
I thought it was. I remember the...
Where's the lasagna?
Oh, it won't be long. I'll bring it to your table. There's your tea.
Oh, thank you.
Mary, I haven't paid. Oh, never mind. She can give it to me later. Well, what's the matter with her today?
Marriage. Mortgages. What I would give just to be able to say yes. My daughter is married, yes. They have a big mortgage. Yes, everything is so expensive, isn't it? And they're having all new windows next month. I just want Anna to be like everybody else. Mark is so ordinary, a nice, ordinary Englishman. What does he know? What do his parents know? And their parents, nothing. Nothing really of war and starving and camps. Nothing of those things. They belong. They belong where they are. And they are so nice, so smug and so safe. I wanted Anna to be a part of that, to be safe. To keep all the memories I have given her and that Granny Kai has given her, to keep them close inside her, but to be safe. You cannot have that kind of safety except in the ordinary.
Mary, Mary.
What?
Sid, here's your lasagna.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That's £3.20 altogether. Oh.
Hello?
Mark? It's Anna.
Anna! Anna, I'm coming to meet you. Where are you phoning from? Anna? Did you come on an earlier plane?
I can't see you today.
What?
I can't see you.
Anna, where are you?
I'm at the supermarket.
The what?
The supermarket. I'm meeting my mother. Look, I can't talk long.
What on earth are you doing at the supermarket?
Mark, I'm sorry. I've been back for a week and I'm staying at a friend's and I just don't want to see you at the moment. I'm sorry. Mark?
I don't understand.
I'll phone you again in a couple of days, okay?
Anna, you...
Bye! Hello, Mum.
Anna.
What's the lasagna like?
It's okay.
Good. I'm having one of them. I'm sorry about not telling you I was back and everything. I've been feeling a bit pressured.
Mark, that can soon be put right. You only have to be sensible.
Mum, it's no use. I can't be with Mark anymore. I like him, but he's boring.
He's nice and steady, like the English should be.
I know plenty of English people who are not at all nice. All steady come to that.
Well, they are not proper English, though. The English are boring. It is their birthright.
Is that criticism or praise?
It's both.
Lasagna?
Oh, thanks.
I'll take your plate, Mary, if you finish.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Granny Carr was always so cynical about the English.
Well, you can understand. In Estonia, the English were always held up to be so perfect. All ladies and gentlemen living in country houses in the land of hope and glory.
Oh, you can laugh. But
in those days, if something had made in England on it, that meant real quality.
So I suppose coming here and finding out what it was really like gave her a shock.
So, what about this, what is he like? Not boring, I suppose.
No, not boring.
What then?
Well, he's not very tall, just a couple of inches taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gentle and passionate and funny and fascinating, and he has the most wonderful, wonderful eyes.
What is he doing in Scotland?
He's on a training course at the moment.
Oh, so he's building a career.
What is the course for? Looking after mentally handicapped children.
What do you mean, he's a nurse or something?
No, he just looks after the children. And at the same time, he's trained to be a house parent.
I don't understand any of this. You see,
there are several houses on a large estate, and each house has a family in it. That means a house mother and a house father and several handicapped children who are being cared for. Ramu's a sort of co-worker at the moment, but when he's finished his training, he'll be able to have his own house.
Handicapped, oh. Mentally handicapped.
I'm going on the course, too.
I don't like to think of it too, sir.
I've been accepted starting in September.
What are you saying?
I've been accepted.
Accepted for what?
As a co-worker. I won't be in the same house as Ramu, and I'll be a couple of years behind him, but once we finish the training, we'll get married and put in for our own place. It could be in Scotland or England or abroad, even. Anywhere. All the house parents are married couples, you see, and they...
You're going to do the same work as him?
Yes, of course.
We
news.
Was mentally handicapped?
I'm getting really excited about it. We'll have a house eventually, and when we have children, they'll grow up with the ones we're looking after. And
look after mentally handicapped? You have never looked after anything except your blessed wardrobe or in all your life.
I might have known this would be a waste of time.
Have you any idea what it would be like? What experience did you have? You have never even taken responsibility for David, and you are 5 years older than him.
You mean looking after David would have prepared me for the mentally handicapped?
No, I did not mean that.
Mum, people are looking.
You are a civil servant, have you forgotten?
I'm packing my job in.
Never speak in the old world.
Until the new one is built, I know. Mum, I'm going to Scotland in September.
You should not take a serious step like this just because someone has wonderful, wonderful eyes.
I'm not doing it because of my feelings for him. I'd do it anyway. Mum, Ramu's made me see that there's so much more to life than doing a 9-to-5 boring, meaningless slog. He believes in really giving yourself to life, not just...
Ramu.
Not just waiting for a pension.
The great Ramu, I think he's a magician.
Maybe he is.
You should talk to Mark, you know. He's gentle, too, and he has wonderful, wonderful common sense.
Mum, this is a big step for me. I'd appreciate some support.
Are you afraid to see Mark? Oh, why is that? Because you're not sure of what you are doing? Or maybe you don't want to tell him you are planning to run off with an Indian.
Oh, well, yes. That's what it comes down to in the end. Forget nationality. We're on to race now.
Look. I am sure that Ramu is a very nice person.
Can I bring him home?
Oh. Anna.
Don't worry, I won't do it just yet. I'll give you time to prepare, David.
Oh, and what is that supposed to mean?
Well, surely you've noticed he's not too fond of anyone from beyond these shores, is he?
David is just a boy.
To think of it, Granny Kai would never have approved. Certainly not of Ramu's job. I mean, the Nazis weren't exactly keen on the mentally handicapped.
You stupid girl. How dare you, stupid girl.
Why? Everybody knows that's
how
true.
How dare you link what your Granny Kai was... with all that.
Mum, she lied to you.
Stupid.
All that business about Grandfather leaving her because there was no food. He's told me. She had a German lover.
Oh.
And she knew Germans all over the place. She was collaborating with them.
If you knew.
That's why she took you to Germany when the Russians came back. She had to. She'd have ended up in Siberia and you with her. Mum... she could have been responsible for people losing their lives.
Oh, very likely.
Grandfather said
that the bastard, my father, would tell you anything.
Oh, forget it. Why do we always end up talking about Granny and the Russians?
Your father doesn't want to talk to you about my life and my plans.
It seems to me that is all we've been doing since you came. A waste of time anyway, because you don't care.
Oh, of course I care. I care very much what you do.
No, you don't. You're too full of the past. You're not interested in what's happening now. I mean, you're not even interested in what Estonia is like now.
If you are meaning all that about the... what is it, but the language tests, well, you are quite right. I don't care. I have never wished anyone any harm, but I don't care what happens to the Russians. They drove us out of the homeland, out of Estonia. They are responsible for us living on bone soup in our bloody attic. Then 2 years in the camps, a displaced person. Do you know what it is like to be displaced?
How many times do I have to listen to this?
Living in a hovel, walking through mud every day, wearing charity clothes, spat on and laughed at. I had nothing, nothing. The only thing I was ever given was a kitten, and some German children took it away from me and smashed its head against a wall. It was the only thing I loved that was mine, that kitten. I had never had toys.
Mum, I gave you a Barbie doll for Christmas.
I had never had anything because everywhere was always war. And when you were born, I swore that my girl would have whatever a girl should have. That you would have been denied nothing that was in my power to give you. And so now, what do? You snap your nut and run off to Scotland with an Indian. You leave behind all the...
Excuse me. Don't look at your plate.
What?
Have you finished, dear?
No. No, I haven't.
Oh. Well, don't let it go cold.
Shouting again.
Yes.
We cannot shout in England. Do you remember that Estonian song? I used to sing it years ago. My bride is there in Saaremaa. I keep hearing it in my head. Oh, I would like to have been a bride in Saaremaa.
The family didn't come from there.
No.
There is another world, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
Not dependent on where you are. It's inside your head, Yvette.
You had better give me a map for this land.
Yes, she's right.
Your lasagna is cold.
She doesn't understand. She is English. She's like them. She doesn't understand.
Oh, Mama. After all that we've told her about my father.
He did not want us.
She loves him so much. She believes what he tells her.
He did not want us. He did not want us.
He did not want me.
He had never wanted a child. He was one himself.
How you suffered. I know.
It was a bad time for me. I thought I was nothing. I would go mad if I could have got hold of a drink, maybe. But I couldn't. So I did it with men. There were plenty around. I cast out the devil with the help of Beelzebub.
You got food for us. You kept us alive. Anna should understand.
The stupidity of the English. Oh, you went to the German.
We had to do it. We had to.
Where else was there to go? When the house is burning, it doesn't much matter whether you jump out of the window or go through the front door.
Oh, how can she betray us like this? Anna, of all people.
It's not the loud farts that stink. It's the slow, quiet ones that stink like hell. If only we had not had to leave Estonia.
Oh, if only we had not had to leave.
Do you remember the boats?
I remember. I was so afraid.
There were lots of boats sailing my green-blue Baltic. They went along the coast, picking people up.
Air attacks all the time. Oh, I was so afraid.
I was so afraid. So afraid. Everywhere burning.
Smoke on the horizon.
I watched and wept. It was my country. I was leaving my country. In my head and in my heart, in my bones. I knew I would never see it again. Never see its sun. Never rub my face with its snow. Never walk in the house where my father... Never see.
You were always so brave. So eternally brave. You never told your fears.
When you carry a piece of shit on a stick, you walk carefully.
Oh, the attic stank.
In Westphalia...
It stank.
We stank. The family who owns the house did not like us in the bath.
No, don't.
I had to keep you clean.
Don't say it.
We were given a new kind of soap. A special soap. There was no other.
There was no other.
No other. It was a special soap. I used
Mama,
it.
Mama, don't.
I used it. I had to keep you clean. I had to keep my little girl clean.
Listen. The light is there in time.
If he had said, I don't love you anymore, I could have understood that. I would not have liked it, you know, but I could understand. No, it wasn't that, no. You haven't food. You can't give me to eat. There is no food. She lives on a farm. She can feed me. I must go to her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not love. Not that. Food. Eat. Nothing. That.
Oh, perhaps
If you had not had me, if I had not been born, I'm sorry, Mum. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mom?
David!
Who the bloody hell are you talking to?
Oh, I was thinking about things.
You're daft, you.
Am I?
You must think you're talking to yourself. You've got a screw loose.
No, I wish you wouldn't say things like that.
Have you found any glue yet?
What?
It's what you wanted to find, isn't it?
Glue?
Yeah, in my room.
Oh, no. I haven't found anything.
You knew, didn't you? You knew there'd be nothing there. Not into any of that.
I know you're not, darling.
So why'd you do it, then?
Do what?
All that bloody carry-on, going through my stuff. What was it about? I mean, if you knew, you'd find nothing.
I wanted to wake you up. To get a response from you, because, you see... David, where are you going?
To my room. Do you mind?
No, wait. David? Anna is leaving us. You will not leave, will you?
I might.
No, don't go.
I said I might. I haven't made up my mind yet.
I need you.
You can't keep anyone, you. My dad left you.
But all that was in the cards. Do you remember your Granny Kai telling me?
Oh, here we go. Bloody Granny Kai.
Her cards were always right, and don't you ever speak of her in that tone.
Bloody Granny Kai. Bloody Granny Kai. She never read my card.
Well, she... You never asked her, did you?
It's not bloody worth it.
But there you are, then. You were not interested.
You're right there.
You never liked anything like that.
Well, I didn't like getting dolled up in all that daft dress for a start.
You mean the national costume?
Singing and dancing like a bloody prat.
Nobody said you had to.
Speaking another language.
Well, you were never able to learn it, but it didn't matter. Anna was good at that. And as long as one of you...
Stop.
David, I want to speak to you. David!
What?
Please, put the noise down. I don't know what to do.
What?
I don't know what to do.
What are you talking about?
It's Anna leaving.
I know she's leaving. You've just said...
With an Indian! With an Indian, David! She wants to marry him. He's called Ram or something. David!
He's not coming here.
Well, I don't know.
You're not letting him in here.
Anna's made up her mind.
He's not coming here. He's not putting a bloody foot in this house. Or he wish he hadn't. I've got things here. I've got things in this room you don't know, but I'm telling you. If he comes here, I'll do something to him. I'll do real damage. I will, I'm telling you.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Yes, you're right.
I'm just telling you.
Yes, it would make things very difficult. Life has enough problems. I'll do something. I'll put a stop to it.
He's not coming in my home. All this is mine. He's not coming in here.
Yeah, you play your records. I'll see to things. I promise.
Yes. If you look at section 4, you'll see the relevant question there, but you can miss out section 2. You don't need to answer that, all right?
Mark, there's somebody to see you.
All right. Good. Yes, goodbye then. Who is it?
It wouldn't say, but it's you she wants to see. Seemed a bit agitated.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Bob.
I'll let you in the waiting room.
Hello? Mrs. Smith, hello.
Hello, Mark.
I was wondering who it could be.
I did not give my name, Smith. Smith. I don't know whatever came over me to marry a Smith. I must have been so desperate to be English.
Well, so, it's very nice to see you.
Yes.
So, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Anna, of course.
Oh.
Don't you want to see her?
Very much. Unfortunately, she doesn't want to see me.
Oh, it is very bad the way she has treated you.
I phoned your house.
When? When did you phone?
A day or two back. David told me...
Oh, that boy is impossible. He never said a word to me.
He said Anna wasn't living at home.
He never said a word to me that you'd phoned.
He didn't know where she was.
Ah, but I know where she is. I will give you the address. Her friend Lynn, a very nice girl. She went to the same school as Anna.
Her father is a councillor now, I believe, and she married a solicitor 6 months ago. She is living at 26.
Better not, don't you think?
But you will be able to see Anna, talk to her.
But if she doesn't want to talk to me, I've got to respect her wishes. I can't...
Oh, this is no time to be English.
Mrs. Smith.
You must go after her. Be strong.
Mrs. Smith.
What is the saying? Faint heart, never won...
Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Smith. Oh, this Mrs. Smith.
But I've been told that she's handed in her notice. She's leaving in a month's time.
But if you see her, you can
if
ask her...
If she chooses not to tell me something as important as that or where she's living, then I don't see how I can just turn up on her doorstep when I'm obviously the last person she wants to see. I don't know why that should be, but...
Mark, dear Mark. Wouldn't you like to get to the bottom of all this?
Yes. Yes, I would. I'd like to know what the hell is going on. I suppose she's got someone else. Is that it? Has she told you?
It's terrible.
What is?
I don't know how I'm going to live.
What are you talking about?
David can't get work. I'm only on the checkout at the supermarket part-time. How are we going to live?
Don't cry, please. Tell me what's upsetting you.
Anna is going to Scotland.
Scotland?
Yes.
Why is she going there?
You may well ask.
Is she going with somebody?
You know how Anna is.
Mrs. Smith, has she...
She has always been a sensitive girl.
Has she met someone? I'd like to know.
But they're mentally handicapped.
What?
But Mark, Boothroyd wants a word with you.
Mentally handicapped?
Beg pardon?
Oh, tell him I'll be with him in a minute.
Okay.
Look, what's this about?
She said someone else.
Yes. Yes, all right.
Please. Please talk to her as soon as you can and let me know what you... Let me know what she says.
Yes, I will.
Good, good.
Look, I've got to go.
Oh, of course, of course.
We're very busy just at present.
Are you still on war pensions?
Yes, and there's a new benefit coming for deafness.
Deafness?
Yes, as a result of the war.
Oh, how interesting.
Yes.
Deafness? Would that be from listening to the air raid sirens?
Hardly. People who fought... You know.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
They want a war. That'd stop them. 3 years national service and all. I mean, there's a couple of shops been set on fire. Gutted, both of them. It's a bloody disgrace.
You're doing the long way round, aren't you?
Where was it you wanted to go, love?
Chatsworth Avenue. You're way off course.
Oh, I have to use the ring road. Sorry. Police are closed down Denning Street at the T-junction there. Two gangs of them, all over the bloody place. I reckon it's drugs. I mean, it's open warfare now, isn't it? Guns the lot.
How long are we going to be?
Oh, can't say, love.
I'm late already. I wouldn't have set off if I'd known about this.
Of course, there's no punishment, is there? You take that bloke who murdered that young kid last week. All right, they've got him. But what's he going to get, eh? Life. Don't mean life, you know. He'll be out in 10 years. And he'll get all his meals while he's in there. Everything laid on like a bloody...
Oh, my darling, I was so glad when you phoned to say you were coming.
What on earth are you playing at?
Will you be coming home for good now?
Look, the only reason I'm here after a very long, boring and expensive taxi ride is to ask you why you went to see Mark.
Mark? Well, I just happened to meet him.
You not just happened to meet him, Mum. You went to see him.
So? I can talk to whomever I want.
Not about me! I mean, how could you... Making him think you'd have no money if I left home, and you know bloody well that's not true.
Anna,
phoned me, do you know? He phoned me in the middle of a meal with my friends to ask me what I thought I was doing going to Scotland. I mean, I got the bloody third degree. I had to tell him to mind his own business in the end, while Lynn and Nigel sat there listening to it all and trying to enjoy their food.
Oh, that must have been very difficult for them.
It was bloody embarrassing, I know that much.
And Nigel, the solicitor, too.
How is the legal profession these days? Prosecuting people for making phone calls?
Mum, you can stop all this. I am warning you. You can stop it right now.
Or... Stop what? 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 What are you so blazing mad about?
I'm not going to put up with it.
Put up with what?
What's the matter? Is it Ramu? Is he not living up to expectations?
Oh, come here, come here. Oh, don't cry, don't cry. Come.
Nan, what is all this?
I don't really know what's happening. I think it's all right, but he just never seems to phone.
And... Oh, well, he's probably busy. All those children.
Oh,
God, not even normal children can keep you on the go from morning till night.
Mum!
You know, darling, things might seem better if you hadn't been such a coward.
I don't know what you mean. I'm not a coward.
Aren't you? Then why aren't you living at home and facing up to things here? And why are you refusing to speak to Mark?
I did try to tell you about Ramu and my plans. At least I tried to.
Yes, I know you did, but...
Have you any idea what it feels like to want to do something different in this family?
But, well, why should that be such a problem?
You and Granny Kai, you've always been so obsessed with the past and everything that happened then. With Estonia and losing your home and the life you should have lived there.
Anna.
I've always understood that. I've loved you both so much. And when Granny Kai talked about living on cabbage soup and you told me about the DP camps and how afraid you always were, I felt as if it had all happened to me too. That's why I wanted to comfort you both. That's why I danced for you in the national costume and sang the songs and spoke the language.
And you did it beautifully.
You see, the whole thing became like a rock around my neck. It was so complex. There was so much involved, and yet it had nothing to do really with my life. I wasn't Estonian. Somehow I thought I wasn't English either.
Are you sorry you did all those nice things for us?
No, of course I'm not. How could I be? I loved it all at the time. And when I was a kid, well, dressing up and speaking another language was the ultimate in womanship.
I was always so proud of you. I boasted everywhere. Have you an idea? And I still am proud of you, Anna.
Yes, I know.
What then?
I want something else. I want to find something new. Something that has nothing to do with being English or Estonian. Well, all that matters is being a member of the human race. But nobody would care if I came from Mars.
Oh, darling, I sometimes think you do. See who that is. I'm just going into the kitchen.
All right, all right. Mum, I wish you'd do something about this door. It's stuck again.
Mark.
Anna. Oh, I didn't know you'd be here.
Really?
Your mother phoned earlier and asked me to call round. She was upset, you see. When I told her how you'd reacted.
Reacted?
The phone call.
Oh, that.
Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called you like that. It's just... I wanted to... I just... When your mother gave me...
Anyways...
Anna, don't leave him standing on the doorstep. Come in, Mark. Do please come in.
Mum, I know why he's here.
Are you going to stay and eat with us?
Actually, I think...
Oh, please stay. Please, it's a casserole. I've made enough for the whole German army. I always do.
I never said I was going to stay for a meal.
Didn't you, darling?
No, I didn't. I'm expected back at my friend's.
How nice.
Look, I don't think this is the right
time. And I suppose you will all sit around the table with the phone off the hook wearing earplugs and dark glasses.
Mark, come in.
Look, if you'd rather I...
Oh, come in, for God's sake.
Did I come? Now, you two go into the living room and have a nice chat. The meal won't be long.
I've had some difficulty getting here. There was a diversion bypassing Blenheim Street. Some trouble there, apparently.
Yes, I know.
Well, here now, anyway.
Yes. Mark, why have you come?
Well, your mother asked...
Oh, don't be stupid. You must have known she'd be hatching some plot.
Yes.
Especially if she'd been to see you.
Anna, I want us to be together again. I don't understand any of this. I thought we were all right. I thought we'd have a home together this year. Now, all of a sudden, there's all this business about Scotland and special schools. I mean, why? Why? Did something happen entirely?
It has nothing to do with being in Estonia. I was changing my mind about a lot of things long before I went.
What things? What things?
I'm months away from here. Just help me to see things more clearly, that's all.
What? What things?
I don't have to explain anything to you if I don't want.
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, that's nice. That's bloody wonderful.
When have you ever talked to me about your feelings? When? All you ever want to discuss is your work or your bloody car.
You were happy enough to drive around in it when it saved you buying one of your own.
Well, I'm not asking to borrow it now, am I?
My God, Anna. You must think I'm a real Wally.
Sometimes.
Funny. I've never felt like an individual with this family. When your grandmother was alive, I felt like prime English beef.
I never saw you like that.
Oh? Is that good or bad? Anna, don't get angry with me, but, well, you're obviously in some crisis or other, and you've got a lot to sort out, and, well, can't we still see each other? At least until you do decide what you really want to do.
Oh, Mark.
I do really care about you, you know.
Yes, I know.
We've always had a lot of laughs together. I've missed those.
Yes.
Not to mention the withdrawal symptoms.
Mark, don't.
Well, Anna, I mean, for God's sake.
Oh, Mark, I don't know. I just feel so confused at present. It'd be so easy, wouldn't it? Just to slip back into the old life. Fit in with everyone. Be very English. Accepted. Mum's smiling again. Granny Kaisner heaven. All's well with the world.
Do it, then. Do it. Give yourself a breathing space.
The trouble is, I don't want to fit in. And I don't want a breathing space. I just want to see Ramu.
Who?
There's somebody else, Mark. Ramu. He's Indian. Ugh, why do I keep telling everyone he's Indian? He was born over here, for God's sake. I met him a few months ago. Hoping to marry. Well, say something, please.
My God, Anna. I don't know what to say. I need some time to think about this.
Does it bother you that he's from a different background?
Well, no. As they say, there is a world elsewhere.
That's a Shakespeare quote, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
You used it once before. Oh, Mum was very impressed.
It's the only one I know.
You know, it's true, Mark.
Apart from to be or not to be, I suppose.
It's true about a world elsewhere. I've found it, Mark. Only it's not a place. It's in your head and your feelings. It's... Oh, my God, what's that?
Anna! Anna! He's covered in blood!
What?
Blood, it's blood. Go to him, for God's sake.
Mum, what are you doing?
He's done it. He's hurt, but he won't let me near him. There's blood everywhere.
Where is he?
Has he gone upstairs?
Yes, he's upstairs. Go to him. He won't let me near him. He won't let me near him.
Can I be of any help?
Go with her, please. You will know what to do.
Well,
God was watching over us when you came today. I'm so afraid, Mark. Go after her.
Anna, what's going on? Where's David? Oh, my God.
I had no idea about any of this. No idea.
Did you never go in his room?
I mean, he was always coming out with racist crap, but I thought it was just his age, you know.
It's quite well executed, really.
Mark.
Well, you can't deny there is some artistic merit here.
Is there? I just feel sick.
Why are you both in here? I want you to look at David. He's in the bathroom. The door's locked.
Mark, come with me, please.
David, open the door, please, darling, please. David! David, open this door!
Darling, what's happened? Are you hurt?
David, open this bloody door!
David!
What?
David!
What's he saying?
He wants you to call him David.
Oh, for God's sake, he's not still on about that, is he?
Do it, do it!
Darling, David! Please let us in!
Open the door. If you're hurt, we need to see.
David, open it! Oh, darling, your face!
It's nothing.
What the hell have you been doing? How have you got like that?
It's nothing. Now leave off me.
Take the towel away. Let me look. Someone spit his cheek off.
Who did that to you?
He needs somebody to look at that.
Mark, would you mind driving us to the hospital?
Of course not. No.
Get him to casualty.
No, now leave me alone.
Gabby, you need medical attention.
I'm not going with you.
Now, don't be stupid.
You must have taken care of him.
Come, stop it here.
It's none of your sodding business. I can bleed to death if I want to. So just leave me alone. I don't want any of you. I can take care of me bloody self.
What are you involved in?
Oh, sod off.
Stop it!
Davy.
Why are you saying these dreadful things to us? What must Mark think? No, no, no. Don't tell anyone, not now.
I'll go, shall I?
Yes, yes. Tell them. Tell them we are out. They must go away.
Davitt, has this got anything to do with all that trouble near Blenheim Street?
What trouble?
What are you talking
about?
Leave
me alone, will you? You're wasting your bloody breath. I'm telling you nothing.
I'll stand here all day until you do tell me.
I'm telling you nothing, and I'm not going downstairs neither, so piss off.
David!
David!
David! David, all right, David, we only want to know how you got hurt.
A bleeding packy had a go at me, and I gave him something back. All right.
What back? What did you give him? You're going to get yourself into trouble, do you know?
What are you talking about, Anna? He has just been attacked, didn't you?
No, don't be stupid. He probably started it.
No. No, he wouldn't.
Have you seen his bedroom?
He's my son.
Swastikas painted on the walls. Red paint dripping down. My God, when you said there was blood everywhere, I didn't know he'd sprayed it on. You must have known there was something wrong. How the hell can you look at all that and then say he'd never attack anyone?
Well, none of it was there until yesterday when I told him about your Indian friend.
What? What are you saying? That it's all my fault?
No, no, I just...
What then?
There was nothing on the walls.
Anna.
Mum.
Anna.
You can't just...
It's the police.
Oh, no.
They want to see Davitt.
I'm stopping here. I'm stopping here. Don't make me go downstairs. Don't. Mum, don't.
Are you David Smith, sometimes known as David Smith?
Yeah.
I'm Sergeant Williams and this is Sergeant Boswell. We understand you've been involved in an attack on a shop in Blenheim Street this afternoon. Is that true?
No, it weren't me.
Well, we've been told that you were there and that you attacked the son of the shop owner with a knife.
No, I didn't.
The knife has been found on the premises. And we think you're the one who used it.
I was here. She'll tell you I was here.
Sergeant, can't you come some other time?
Sorry, madam.
That's a nasty cut you've got there, son. How'd it happen?
He cut himself here in the bathroom just 5 minutes ago.
Mum.
He cut...
Mum, don't.
I think we'd better have that scene, too. And then we'd like to have a little talk with you.
Oh, I don't want to go.
No,
help me.
Yes, I'm...
Tell them. Don't tell them I was here. Don't let me go.
Davitt, I'm trying.
Davitt Smith, I'm arresting you on a charge of assault.
Don't let me go, Mum.
I must warn you that you're not obliged to say anything, but anything you do say will be taken down and maybe used in evidence.
No.
Right. Let's go, shall we?
No, please. Come on. I've looked in his
mouth.
All right, don't worry. He doesn't have a knife.
Mum.
He only has string. He has a little string in his room. He only has string.
Perhaps someone he was with gave him a knife.
What?
Do you want me to take you down to the station?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, we must go to him. Anna, I know what you think, but he's so young. He needs our support. And did you hear that sergeant or whoever he was, the way he spoke to him, so full of himself? You give a little authority to some people, they think they are Hitler.
If you ask me, that's what my little brother wants to be.
Mark, hurry!
Come on, I'll get the car started before she decides to run all the way.
But why can't
Look,
I see
madam,
him?
Madam, there's nothing you can do for him at present. He's gone.
But I only want
the
to
see him. The duty officer will have read his rights to him.
He's right. He's just a frightened child.
And he will have a solicitor present.
Oh, Mum, come and sit down.
Anna, he's a child. He has done nothing. He needs to be helped.
He will be. He will be. Now, come on.
Oh.
Sit down here.
Oh, Anna, what about Lynn's husband? Can't you call him?
Mum, Davitt's got a solicitor with him. In any case, Nigel doesn't deal with criminal cases.
Criminal? Anna, he's your brother.
Mum, calm down.
And I believe police interviews are taped now, Mrs. Smith.
What?
So no one will accuse him of saying something he didn't actually say.
Oh, yes. Oh, Davitt. I couldn't help him, Anna. I couldn't help him.
He'll be all right, Mum.
Oh, she's a frightened child.
Oh, it's so hot in here.
Anna, why don't you and Mark go for a walk around the block?
Will you be all right?
Yes, I will be all right. Yes, I must be all right. For David, go.
We'll see this through, don't worry.
Yes.
I won't leave you. I won't go to Scotland.
He has been silly.
A very silly boy.
But he will be all right. He will be all right. He
She'll be all right. She'll be all right. He will be
all right. All right. You will be all right, Mary. Not like me when I come here after the war. A frog in buttermilk.
It was so hard for you, Mama, I know.
I was a slave. They put me to work as a cleaner in a hospital. All the floors had to be polished with this heavy block on a long pole. You put it on a pad and shoved it from one end of the floor to the other.
So hard, so very hard.
I could not even move it at first. Have you an idea? I had never done hard physical work in my life. I was not strong. The English staff, they mocked me. The matron, she treated me like I was nothing in her eyes.
How could you bear it? You were always so proud. How could you bear it?
I wanted to cry out, I am Kai. I am Kai. I am nobody's servant. But I had to learn to be quiet. To put all my cats in a bag and make a sweet face. I grew muscles, and I worked. I worked hard. I thought the hospital had to be clean, not a stain on the pots, not a bit of dust on the floor. I did not know that in England, it only has to look clean.
You did it for me, to make a home for me in a strange land.
This English master slave mentality. I teach you, Mary. I teach you that you must be one or the other. When you were still small, I read the cards for you, and I see that you marry English. That is good. That your children will be English, better yet. Then you will be safe. Safe in the four walls of your English home. You and your children. Proper, proper English.
No. No, it is not like that.
Will strut. You will crow like a cock on an early morning dung heap. You say, yes, yes, do this, do that. I am the big I am. The big English I am.
No, no, you are wrong. I have a premonition. I have never read the cards like you, Mama, but I know things. I know. When I wait for a bus, when I sit at the checkout, when I am here on this hard bench, then I know. It is all going wrong for us, for David, for Anna and me, because we are nothing. We are nobodies. We are small. We are where we should not be. Displaced. Still. Always. Displaced.
Mrs. Smith, can you come this way? Bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh. Anna, I'm not telling you what to do with your life. But I think you should go to Scotland.
I can't, Ma. Not now. Not with all this going on. Mark, Look, I know I've no right to ask you this, but I was wondering if you'd mind staying around for a while. It would mean a lot to me as things are just now, and maybe in time we could give it another try. Well...
Anna, I don't know what to say.
Well, I know I've been a bit of a lout.
It's not that. It's... Well, for one thing, it isn't what you really want. And it wouldn't be fair to either of us. And for another... Well...
What?
I'm not sure how well I can cope, to be honest. I was never one for drama, you know.
We're not always like this.
No, Anna, I'm not joking. I just want a quiet life. It's all I've ever wanted. Everything mapped out. No surprises.
That's asking a lot these days.
Oh, I'm quite aware I may not manage it, but I'll give it a damn good try. I've always been like poverty and race relations, or the starving millions. I just... I just shut down. Because I don't want to have to think about it. Oh, no, I don't wish anyone any harm, and I'll give money and all that, but somewhere inside me, I'm just not interested. I don't care. And it's the same with personal problems, Anna. I really don't care. I've got nothing to give, you see. I just shut down.
I see.
I'm sorry. I really am.
It's all right.
If there's anything at all I can do for you, Anna, please,
it's all right.
Let me help.
Look, Mark, I think I'll get back to the station now.
Yes. Yes, of course. We'd better see how your mother...
Yeah, don't come with me. I'll go on my own.
But I'll drive you both back home.
No, we'll get a taxi.
Anna, I...
Please.
Yes, right. Well, I'll be off then. Goodbye, Anna.
David. Oh, David.
Mum?
What's happened? Anna, that boy that was knifed, he has died. He has died, Anna.
Oh, God.
Anna, hold my hand.
I'm here.
Hold my hand. Oh. Anna, what was it you said? A rock around your neck about Estonia and England. Have I done the same to David?
Mom, let's go.
Is that what I've done to him, too?
Mom.
I must put things right. I must put things right.
We'll get a taxi.
Where is Mark?
He's gone. We're on our own. Yes. Of course.
I have to put things right.
Come on.
I have to put things right.
Come on, we're going home.
David.
Hello, Mum.
How are you?
Okay.
Is it all right here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I like it here.
So, you're getting along?
Yeah. I got some good mates.
Are you getting enough to eat?
Yeah, of course I am. I've just said. I like it here.
Anna is at home still. Yeah, she's not going to Scotland.
Finished with him, has she?
We must all be together now.
Has she finished with him?
Finished?
That Paki.
Ramu.
Yeah, him.
He's Indian, you know that.
I'm asking you, has she bloody finished with him?
She doesn't talk of him anymore, so I suppose it is all over. Have you been seeing your solicitor, Mr. Yates?
Yeah, I see him.
They give you enough time, do they, to talk?
Yeah.
Well, how's it going? Your case.
Okay.
You're not guilty. I know you're not.
Yeah.
You'll be set free.
Yeah, because I've done nothing, have I? A bleeding packy had a go at me.
Oh, my dear. I hope Mr. Yates is telling you not to speak like that when you are in court.
What's it matter? You know what I'll be doing if I get sent down? I'll be serving time for duties to the race.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
You'll find out.
It's my fault. All this, all my talk about Estonia and the past, I've confused you. How could you understand? It's the same with Anna. I've put a rock around your neck. You didn't know what you were.
I know what I am. I'm English.
Maybe you can be a student again.
Go back to school.
Why not? You could study English. Maybe you'll get it right this time.
You're daft, you.
Oh, listen to yourself. David, you can't go through life saying you are daft, you, every time you disagree with someone. Can you believe that I did not speak any English until
you
I
were
was 16
years old?
And look at me now. I can read and understand Shakespeare. Oh, your Granny Kai was so proud of me. Have you an idea? She bought me my own copy of Hamlet. I still have it. I know what. I will send it to you, yes. And if they have English lessons
here... Oh, what the bloody hell do I want with that?
Shakespeare is the soul of England. You cannot be English if you have not this man.
I don't want him.
Well, you may not understand him at first, but later
on... I don't want him. You can stuff him. I'm English, and all my mates are English. You talk like I can't decide nothing. Well, I can. I'm not some bleeding mistake, you know. I like the way I am, the way I talk. I chose it. I made myself that way. I'm English. It's you. It's you that don't know what you are. You're the mistake.
Yes,
I know that now. You don't belong here. You don't belong. You said it yourself. But I do. I don't need no sodding Shakespeare.
Oh,
what good was all that crap done you, eh? You're not English, are you? You're nothing. You're like that bleeding packy. You're nothing. You're nothing, you.
I think I must go now.
Yeah. See you next week then, eh?
Hi, Mum.
Anna?
Meal's ready. I'll just heat it for you. I've had mine.
Oh, let me sit down. I don't think I can eat. I'm tired. Oh, I'm so tired.
It won't be long. So how was he?
Mum? I was clever as a child. Very clever. Did you know there was so much I could have done? So much. But I wanted to be safe. I wanted to be English.
Are you all right?
How was David? I'm not sure there's an answer to either of those questions.
What do you mean? Is it...
No, nothing. David is... David. He's looking well, as a matter of fact. Anna? Tell me something. Do you ever hear from Ramu?
Yes. He's phoned me twice at work this week.
So, he makes up for lost time.
Looks like it.
You should go to him. It's what you want, isn't it? I assume that is what you told Mark, and that is why we never see him.
I did tell Mark, yes.
Well, then, it's nearly September. Shouldn't you have worked your notice so you can go to Scotland?
I told them at work I changed my mind.
Well, you couldn't change it back again, I'm sure.
I don't see how I can go swanning off to look after other people's sick children when...
I will always be here for my sick child, if that is what you're trying to say. And for you too, of course.
I would still like to go.
Then go. Go!
Why are you suddenly talking like this?
Anna. Never believe it when people say that life is short. Life, let me tell you, is very long.
There's something I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I believed Grandfather because I wanted to escape from something. I don't know if he told me the truth about Granny Kai. I loved Granny Kai.
Yes. I don't know the truth either. I was too young, and my main concern was my stomach. She kept us both alive, I know that.
I think what's happened to David is making you realize that it's pointless being obsessed with the past and with nationality. You understand now what I was saying.
Don't you patronize me. Maybe you're a better person than me, better than my mother. Maybe not. But one thing is sure. You are English. And you have not had our experiences. Oh, my darling, I hope you never do. So, that is settled. You will hand in your notice again, and you will do the work that you want to do, and I hope it is successful for you.
I just hope I've got something to offer.
Oh, I'm sure you have. And if you and Ramu get together again, well, perhaps you will bring him here, so I can meet him.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Oh, would you believe it? My appetite has come back. Yes, I'm feeling quite hungry now.
Would you put this through, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was miles away. One loaf, 57, please.
Yeah.
43 change. Thank you.
It's quiet today.
Yes, always quiet at this time. Yeah.
Somebody told me you come from Russia.
How many times? No, I do not come from Russia.
Eastern Europe, then.
As a matter of fact,
I come from another planet.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Honest?
Honest to God.
Oh, I'm only asking because I'm into all that kind of stuff, you see.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, and some people, they joke about extraterrestrials.
I never joke about these matters.
What planet do you come from, then?
Arcturus.
Oh, that's a star.
Oh, yes, well, if I say I come from a star, people laugh at me.
It's because they don't understand.
No.
I think there are a lot of people with us today who come from other solar systems.
Oh.
They're going to help us make the transition. When the vibrational energies change.
Really?
You don't have an Arcturian accent.
No. Fortunately.
Actually, I don't know what an Arcturian accent would sound like.
Well, you see, when I came to Earth, I landed in Estonia first.
Oh.
It was only later I came to England.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Likewise. Oh, you are back again.
Yeah, I forgot. I want a bag.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, thank you. I've been thinking. It must feel very strange living here on Earth when you come from a star, like.
Oh, yes. It is very strange. A feeling of being, how can I put it? Out of place.
In Disgraced by Julia Kersley, Sheila Stiefel played Mary, Victoria Carling Anna, Peter Kenny David, Tina Gray Granny Kai, Anthony Keach Mark, Kristen Millwood Lynn and the Waitress, Margaret John the woman at the bus stop, Natasha Pine Mrs. Wainwright, Michael Tudor Barnes taxi driver, Tom Bevan Sergeant Williams, and Gavin Muir Sergeant Boswell. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.